All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was game two of a doubleheader between the Yankees and the Guardians. And after the Yankees took game one behind a home run from Oswaldo Cabrera, Cody Poteet made his Yankees debut in game two as the Yankees were going for the sweep. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
Oh, yeah. All right. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. Two games, two wins, two recaps. Can't beat that. However, before we get to the recap of this second win of the day for the Yankees, pretty good Saturday, we do have some news that broke after game one, in case you missed it.
Hey, you don't know what pain is!
John Birdie to the injured list with a strained abductor. Yankees added Kevin Smith to the roster, the baseball player, not the movie director. This pretty much means that Oswaldo Cabrera is going to be your starting third baseman for the foreseeable future. And he's played well. He's played really well. But he's going to have to hit lefties now because Birdie is going to be out for a spell. But the Yankees did not let the news affect them. Offense was impressive in game two. They take the nightcap. They sweep the doubleheader. They are now 12-3. They win the series against Cleveland. They've won every series they've played so far. And it's pretty amazing that they've won 12 of their first 15 games against some pretty good teams. You got the Astros. You got the Blue Jays in there. You got the Diamondbacks in there. And now the Guardians. I mean, these are all solid teams. And the Yankees have buzzed right through them without a single pitch thrown from Gerrit Cole. And with Aaron Judge off to a slow start power-wise, he's finally got the average up over 200 after today. So we got our first look at Cody Poteet today. And man, this guy just really stepped up. I mean, the Yankees picked him up this offseason as kind of a lottery ticket coming back from Tommy John surgery. Had a good spring training. And today he was all around the strike zone. He had tons of movement. And he looked really, really good. He was pitching the contact. He was getting quick outs. Kind of pitcher that John Sterling absolutely loves. Fastball was sitting at 91. Lots of movement. He could dial it up to 95 when he needed to. Changeup was solid. Hell of a spot start. And of course, Juan Soto continued his destruction of the American League. Unbelievable. Anthony Volpe continues to look good in the leadoff spot. He had a couple of hits and a walk, scored a couple of runs. Rizzo had another multi-hit game. He's got his average up around 280. Let me see if I can find out exactly what he is hitting now. He's hitting 281. So all systems are go for the Yankees right now as they continue to roll. Oswaldo Cabrera, another extra base hit. Austin Wells, productive out with the sac fly there. Yankees put up 8 runs. And look, Cody Poteet was phenomenal. They did give up a home run to Esteban Florial there. Big double play here in the bottom of the 7th. Marinaccio came in, gave up a run in the 9th. But Yankees hang on and have a fantastic game. Jason Thomas says Cody Poteet was phenomenal today. Yeah, he looked great. All right, hey, reminder to subscribe if you're new or even if you've been here a few times. Just because this podcast appears in your feed doesn't mean you're subscribed. You got to hit the button. It helps other Yankees fans find the channel. And we are on a mission for 40,000 subscribers. We'll be the third Yankee channel to cross that threshold, so help me out. And also, we're doing morning voicemail shows all season long after games. We got so many calls last year after games. You know, I figured, why not have a morning show where I just answer voicemail? So we're doing that this year. You can call, and I've already got a couple, but we got room for more. I usually take about 5 or 7, and we usually get like, I don't know, 10 or 12. So, you know, there'll be days where it's light, so call in. I'd imagine we're going to get some calls today, though. But let's go ahead and get to the recap.
Right,
since the chat's filling up. Yankees made things tough on Tristan McKenzie in the first inning, who is the skinniest pitcher I have ever seen. 6'5", 165 pounds, soaking wet. Could not throw strikes. Maybe he didn't want to. Maybe looking at this Yankees lineup, he just didn't want to. Volpe led off the game with a tough walk. Soto did the exact same thing. Volpe came around to score on an RBI single from Anthony Rizzo. Rizzo had another great day. And don't look now, but Rizzo, up to 281, like we said, 737 OPS, and he's hitting a lot more balls right on the screws.
Laser show.
I think it's safe to say that he's back to pre-concussion Rizzo in terms of timing. Only a matter of time before he starts hitting more home runs. Stanton walked with the bases loaded. That made it 2-0. But Verdugo banged into a double play with the bases loaded to end the inning, unfortunately.
Double kill.
Cody Poteet's first inning was the exact opposite of McKenzie's. 9 pitches, 1-2-3 inning. And that's pretty much how their respective days would go. Poteet had a very good day. McKenzie gave up 5 runs and 6 walks. Jump forward to the top of the 4th, line drive single from Anthony Volpe made it 3-0. Absolutely beautiful piece of hitting. Fastball inside, and he somehow got his hands in and through the zone and still smoked it up the middle. I'm officially joining the AV club. Next batter, the one and only Juan Soto. Man cannot be stopped. 3-run smash. RBIs 13, 14, and 15. So he's averaging an RBI a game. He's on pace for 162. And that gave the Yankees a 6-0 lead. Fastball right down the middle at 90 miles an hour. That is usually not enough to get Juan Soto out. And yes, pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
And I want to take a look at his stats real quick because he's just off to a monster season, hitting .333, 3 home runs, OPS over 1,000, 1.002. He's looked really comfortable, and that's not typical. You know, there's most big stars when they come to the Yankees have an adjustment period where it's at least a month. Sometimes it's sooner, sometimes it's a few games or a week, but he has had no adjustment period. He has come in like he owns the place. He's putting his feet up on the coffee table. He sees a million pitches. He's got power. I don't think he's going to hit 50 home runs or anything like that, but I could see him hitting over 300 again because of the way he's swinging it. He won a batting title before. Amazing that he is still just 25 years old. He's younger than Adley Rutschman. He's younger than Esteban Florial. Let that sink in. The man is unbelievable. Oswaldo Cabrera ripped a double down the line to make it 7-0. He is absolutely cooking.
He's on fire!
Just raking right now. Austin Wells hit a sac fly to make it 8-0. Productive out. Our old friend Esteban Florial hit a solo home run in the bottom of the 5th off of Cody Poteet. Nice piece of hitting by him. I wish him luck. He's a good athlete. I've always liked Esteban Florial, and I'm glad he's getting an opportunity. Judge ripped a double down the left field line in the 6th. Extra base hits in both games today, so he's coming around. Poteet was done after 6 innings. Final line, 6 hits, 1 run, no walks, 4 strikeouts. I don't think we could have realistically asked for much more. Way to Poe. And as a fill-in guy, this is exactly what you want. Throwing strikes, working with a good pace. He didn't seem nervous. He just went about his business. You can see why the Yankees like him. Anybody who throws strikes can get it up to 95, has a couple of pitches. And plus, he looks like another great Yankee, Brian Boehringer. Some of you might remember him. I look at Poteet and I see Boehringer. But yeah, covering first base there, pitching to contact. You know, he had some good swing and miss stuff, makes the helmet come off of Florial there, gets the high fastball at 95. I mean, he looked damn good. Yankees hang on to win, and they sweep the day-night doubleheader.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Super J chat from Louis Panafil.
You're a winner.
Says, looks like they found Waldo. As Waldo Cabrera to stay in the lineup, please. Yeah, I think he's going to have to stay in the lineup now. Lori C. says, Doogie in there instead of Hicks is so refreshing. I had a tweet a little while ago. I'm just going to paraphrase because I don't have time to look it up. But it basically says, it's so nice not having to watch Josh Donaldson and Aaron Hicks and Franchi Cordero and IKF and Willie Calhoun and all these bums, these journeymen that we had last year. This is a legit good baseball team, championship caliber, as you know, as Hal Steinbrenner likes to say, and Brian Cashman likes to say. All right, so the belt tonight might be a little bit controversial. I don't like to do this, but I really thought it was the right way to go. Outstanding performance by Cody Poteet. 3-run home run from Juan Soto. Multi-hit games from Rizzo and Volpe. It was a tough decision. I had to go with co-belts. Juan Soto and Cody Poteet. Soto with the 3-run home run. Multi-hit game. Actually, he didn't have a multi-hit game. He was 1-for-3, 3-run home run, 2 walks. So he was on base a lot. That's what he does. And then Poteet with, obviously, 6 excellent innings. But there's another guy that I want to talk about. And that's another guy that I considered who just played a very good baseball game today. And that is Anthony Volpe. We had a comment during the last game that said, move Anthony Volpe to the leadoff spot and the batting average drops. Which is the old, you know, post hoc ergo propter hoc fallacy. You know, Latin for after it, therefore because of it. Not true. His average was always going to come down. He got off to a hot start. He was hitting like 420. He's not going to hit 420. He's not even going to hit 370, which is about where he was when he got moved to the leadoff spot. He's going to regress to the mean, but he's playing like a leadoff hitter now. He's having good at-bats. He's hitting the ball to all fields. He's hitting line drives. He took that loop out of his swing. He's stealing bases. He's scoring runs. He used his speed to score from first on an extra base hit from Juan Soto the other night. He's emerging as an all-star caliber player this year. He really could be an all-star. You see the range, the quick release, accurate arm. He's doing it on both sides of the ball. He's got a 353 average, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, 979 OPS. The guy's having a breakout year. He's becoming a star right before our eyes. And when you take a dynamic young player like this on his way to a breakout season and you put him in front of Juan Soto, who's having a monster season, Aaron Judge, who almost always has a monster season, what looks like a resurgent Giancarlo Stanton, a resurgent Anthony Rizzo, that's how teams win 100 games. And it's starting to feel like a team that could absolutely win 100 games. I'm feeling great about it. John Daniel Munoz says, love Volpe as the leadoff hitter. I absolutely agree with you. All right, let's take a few more comments.
What do you say?
I've talked enough. The save situation, frequent call-in. So I always enjoy your takes. Keep calling in. Volpe says, from dollar store detergent to Tide. Clean, baby.
Be over here like winning.
Dynell Lighting says anti-belt for Tristan Trillion ERA McKenzie. Hey, let's not kick a guy when he's down. He didn't have a great day, but he's coming back from an injury. And sometimes it can be tough for young players like that. But you know, we don't have to keep commenting it over and over again. James G says stick DJ at second and trade Glaber. Well, DJ is injured. I want to see how he plays when he comes back. I don't know if he's mobile enough to continue playing at second base. Gleyber Torres, 1-for-4 with a couple of runs today and a walk. I mean, yeah, he's hitting 200. He's got a 533 OPS, but he seems like he always heats up around May. You know, I feel like he's always hot in May. And so I'm going to be patient with him. It is his contract year. He's probably pressing a little bit. He wants to put up numbers. But I still think he's going to have a good year. He needs a couple of bloops to fall in. He needs a broken bat single. He needs something like that to get going. Jack Wells says Judge's timing is off and that he'll fix it eventually. His timing has actually looked better the last couple of days. He scorched some line drives. He ripped one down the left field line today. He also, in game one, hit a line drive up the middle. So, you know, timing is one of those things where it's tough. It's like a butterfly. It's tough to catch it, right? And once you get it going, once you stay locked in, you know, Aaron Judge can be as dangerous as anybody, maybe in Major League history, you know? And so that's coming. We just got to be patient because of the whole spring training issue this year. So Eric C. says, when Peraza comes back from the IL, how will the Yankees play him? That's a great question. I honestly think that Peraza is going to head down to AAA to get his value back up. And once he starts raking in AAA, you're going to see him moved at the trade deadline. He's not going to be back until probably June. You know, he was 6 to 8 weeks, and that was at the end of spring training, maybe middle spring training. So I don't see him being a regular player until early June. And then I think they're going to option him to AAA if they don't need him, if everybody's healthy, and they'll let him play for a month, you know. And then around July, when the Yankees bullpen is thinning out or they've got a starter down, they're going to use him as part of a package to go get a pitcher. Now, we know that the Marlins were interested in him, that the Marlins have some young controllable pitching. My guess is Peraza to the Marlins sometime in, I don't know, mid-July. James G says, scariest outfield in Major League Baseball once the Martian comes back. Won't be long. It's already a damn good outfield. Defensively, it's so nice seeing guys like Juan Soto who weren't, Juan Soto too, he's picked it up defensively, but Alex Verdugo. Verdugo can run it down. Like, he looks confident. And the play that he made in right field at the end of the day, remember, he is a natural right fielder, right? So the playing left field has been kind of a change for him. But he looks comfortable out there. And, you know, you see guys hitting the cutoff, man. You see guys just playing good defense, taking good routes. It's not something we've had. Dating back to frickin', you know, Clint Frazier running into walls and diving on balls that were like 10 feet away from him and falling down. You know, Franchi Cordero last year. I mean, oh my God. IKF playing center field. What the hell? This guy's a career infielder. You got him playing center field for the New York Yankees. Look, the outfield is much better this year. The offense is much better this year. The pitching so far has been solid. Rodon looks healthy. That's number one. He's healthy. He's got an ERA of 1.72. Stroman has an ERA of about 2.12. Clark Schmidt just threw 5 innings today. Poteet stepping up with 6 innings. This team has pitching. They've got some pitching. And I'm liking what I'm seeing in the bullpen from Ian Hamilton. Clay Holmes has been, you know, a heart attack a minute, but still a 0 ERA. There's a lot to like about this Yankees team. So, Javier Velez says, we have a great chance to sweep the series tomorrow afternoon. Let's hear it. Action VJ says, is Jackson Frazier still even in baseball? I don't think so. That's a good question. Somebody in the chat looked that up. Tell me when the last time Clint Frazier changed his name to Jackson, for those of you who don't know. But find out where he is. You know, he's one of those guys that you could see why the scouts liked him, because strong as an ox. You know that he did, like, at those batting practice showcases and stuff, he would put up huge home runs and stuff like that. But baseball IQ was low, didn't have a lot of range in the outfield. He would always overthrow the cutoff man, just wasn't a good baseball player. Andy Williams says, we need a closer. Yeah, I tend to agree that I would like somebody other than Clay Holmes. And I know I'm going to get hate for that because I get hate every time I say that. Like, Clay Holmes has a 0 ERA. Yeah. Well, I want more swing and miss out of the closer. I'm sorry. I love Clay Holmes. To me, Clay Holmes is the 8th inning guy. And Ian Hamilton would be my 9th inning guy. That's just how I would do it if I were managing the team. But I don't manage the team. I don't make the decisions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get a few more comments in.
I got to get out of here.
Donnell Lightning says he's on the White Sox. Jackson Frazier.
You gotta go.
How's he doing? Proficiency Music says, get out the brooms. Sweep tomorrow. Ski Quail says, how much are you bragging to the FT guys about the Yankee start? I don't have to brag. They just see me in the meetings, and I got this shit-eating grin on my face. And they're just like, yep, Yankees must have won again. No, you know, Kratz follows the Yankees a lot. I don't think that AJ likes the Yankees very much, so he doesn't really comment on them too much. And Scotty's not a Yankees fan. He roots more for like the underdog teams. But, you know, Kratzy and Frazier, we talk about Yankees all the time, and they're both noticing. They're both noticing. So, good question. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching. Again, like, subscribe, check out the merch store, nyyrecaps.shop. Matter of fact, why don't we go ahead and tour the site real quick. I'm going to share my screen, if you don't mind, and we'll take a look at some possible merch, give the store a little bit of a look here. So, nyyrecaps.shop. We'll take a look at some of the best-selling items that we've got. So, obviously, the snapback hat that you guys see me wear all the time when the Yankees aren't winning, it's kind of like my default hat. The fun hat goes on when the Yankees win. And then we've got, like, trucker hat versions of it. The Juan Soto silhouette, I designed this to kind of be like the Aaron Judge silhouette. I kind of designed this to be a little bit like the Michael Jordan silhouette. We got the Core 5. People seem to like that, all the five numbers. I still believe it's Core 5, not Core 4. We got this Juan Soto hoodie, and it's just the Soto shuffle. You see the trail, the shuffle there. So we got a lot of cool stuff. We've got coasters. We've got coffee mugs. We've got art. We got hoodies. We got mad hoodies in here. We got this Arson Judge. It says, as the Heyman tweet, John Heyman. Arson Judge appears headed to the Giants on the front. And then on the back, we got the Aaron Judge silhouette. I'm surprised more people haven't gotten that one. I guess they don't want Heyman's picture on their shirt. But this one is pretty popular. The Martian, not human, Martian down the sleeve. I tend to give that one out as gifts. And hats. We got all sorts of hats. Judge climbing the 99. That was a robbing of a Shohei Ohtani home run. Got a lot of good ones. So check out the store. You'll be doing me a favor. Ladies and gentlemen, Yankees win again, and they remain in first place with the best record in Major League Baseball. I'll see you next time.